All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Here with you again is Boss and Arvin.
All right, Arvin. Today, this episode, we'll be talking about the title challengers for EPL this season. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks in now. We have seen a lot of games. We have seen how the top teams are flare. And it's time to predict who are the real title challengers. So, Arvin, what are your opinions?
It's not as much as a prediction because at the start of the season, we already did make our predictions. This is more like what we think now. It can't be a prediction because then that would be going back on our word. It's more like how the nature of the league, how the nature of it is developing. Now, what I think about it is this season is blown wide open. It's blown wide open since Van Dijk got injured. It is anyone's league. It's because Man City is not performing as good as they should. Teams like Everton are overperforming, although now they're starting to draw and lose a bit more. Teams like Man United started to find the footing, but then again lost it. So if you look at it on a wide scale, everyone is competing. We can't do this episode right now and judgmentally say, okay, the title fight is going to be between these two or these three, because it's anyone's league right now.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, just seeing the top teams performing, like Manchester United, for example, struggling at home, Tottenham finding good form, Liverpool winning consecutively, but, you know, it's a tough win for them. They're not winning comfortably. All their games have been, you know, coming from behind, winning 2-1. It's been a lot of games now. And same for Man City. I mean, they seem to, you know, be struggling this season in both offensively and defensively, but maybe less offensively. And Everton as well. I mean, Everton started off brilliantly, but in the last 3 weeks, they've been really dull and they've lost two games.
You can't, the Liverpool game, a draw was what was expected. The last two.
Yes.
I still see. Okay, my thought about it is this. If Everton, and I believe in Carlo Ancelotti, well, Everton is still weird. If you're talking about winner, it's blown wide open. But for if you go by team, okay, what do I expect from Chelsea? I still expect them to finish top four.
Yeah.
What do I expect from Liverpool? I do not expect them to finish top four this season. Same with Manchester United, not top four. I expect Chelsea. I expect Arsenal. I expect Everton, and I expect will be the fourth team.
And City, Tottenham.
It's either City. It's City. The fourth team is City, and I expect City to finish top four. But I wouldn't be too quick on Arsenal. It's either Arsenal, Tottenham. So Arsenal or Tottenham, Chelsea, City, and Everton. These are my top four. Now between Arsenal and Tottenham, it depends upon January. January is the toughest time for both these clubs. But let's see. Mourinho has always struggled with injuries. I don't really trust the capabilities of staying injury-free of Mourinho's squad because Tottenham has always been an injury-ridden squad. Same with Manchester City. But Manchester City, unlike Tottenham, have depth in every position. So...
Well, yes. I mean, you know, Tottenham last season, they struggled because Harry Kane got injured and Son got injured and they didn't have enough quality backups. And I still believe that, you know, they still don't have that quality as backup. I mean, they signed Carlos Vinicius, who was quite good in the Portugal League last season, scoring about 15 goals for Benfica. So he's an improvement of what they had last season, but I still doubt the quality that Tottenham have. I mean, if Harry Kane is injured, for example, that's a huge loss for them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that it could blow their top four chances away. And same for Arsenal. I mean, they played well against United. They dominated. They've been doing really well. But, you know, they're still not there yet. It's a work in progress for Mikel Arteta's team. And as for Chelsea...
No, you're talking about Arsenal or Tottenham?
Arsenal. I was talking about Tottenham and then I moved to Arsenal and now I'm moving into Chelsea. I mean, now moving on to Chelsea, they build on the 3-3 draw against Southampton. Now they're on, I think, 6 games unbeaten and kept four clean sheets, five clean sheets out of six games, and you know they're doing in good form. So if they continue working like this, well, I have to agree that they will finish in top four, and it'll be a fight.
When we go for the start of the season, when you make a prediction for start of the season, anytime for any club, you normally base it on what we think on the long run. Now we are maybe eight match days in right now. And eight match days in, now you're going to start to see if our predictions made at the start of the season were it going to have, is it going according to that? Because from now is when you actually see depth of a squad, the grit of the squad. The first few games of the season, especially in a pandemic ridden season, you can't count it as being the exact how of nature of the entire league. Don't you think so? So now what I predicted from Chelsea, now you can start to see after the 3-3 draw against Southampton, they've been keeping clean sheets, they've been scoring. This is what I expected from Chelsea at the start of the season for the whole season. And now Chelsea is starting to do it. So we can expect that of all the clubs. We can actually see the nature now, and there is no excuses for any of the clubs. Everton, they have to start doing, they have to start playing better if they want to stay in the top four, but I still predict it because I trust Carlo Ancelotti and I trust that squad. Chelsea, because I know that squad is capable of it. They have good players all over the pitch. Their defense has a problem, but they got a leader now in Thiago Silva, and they got a new goalkeeper. Arsenal, just because I trust Arteta, he's bringing something new into the team. And they have got some signings, which helps the team. And they have got a very good front three and replacement front three. The Nketiah can play anywhere in the top three. And in fact, they're both strikers can play anywhere in the top three. And Spurs because Mourinho. And Man City because of the depth and Pep Guardiola. Those are my predictions. That's kind of what I predicted at the start of the season too. Other than Liverpool, but Liverpool is because Van Dijk got injured. And they have they only have one centre back now.
True. I mean, they have, I think, with you know the injury of Fabinho, the injury of Joel Matip and Virgil van Dijk, Liverpool is really suffering with you know top quality centre back, because Joe Gomez cannot you know be the main defender for Liverpool. I mean, they're bringing up, you know, they have no choice but they have to bring up academy players. And they just got out of it in the last game against West Ham. I mean, West Ham played really well and Liverpool came back because of, you know, the super subs of Jota and Shaqiri, who, by the way, Jota is really making a claim to be in Liverpool's front three.
Starting 11, yes. Firmino, he has to back up.
Well, now, a question I really want to ask is, you know, you firmly believe in Ancelotti and Everton, but do you really, in your, you know, sincerely, that Everton will really make it? Because personally,
I know why anyone would think that I'm being biased because I'm an Everton fan. But what I saw from the start of the season was a hope like no other club has ever given me for being an underdog, from being an underdog. Why? Because do you remember when Leicester was the winner? Who was the manager, a renowned manager like Ranieri? I have a feeling that whenever a big manager takes over a mid-table team or a lower half team, it spurs something. Now, every team goes through its losses, every team goes through its win. But I don't trust anyone more than Ancelotti. Now, why I still think they'll be in top four? Because when you look at that squad, when you analyze that squad, they have everything they need, bar some players. Now, most of the injuries happen during the January phase. It all depends on if Everton can get it. But the best part about this and why I predict so is because Everton has given a blank check to Carlo Ancelotti. Ancelotti wants a player, go get him. Ancelotti wants this guy, go get him. All his first list of players, their first targets, they're signing everyone. So if you look into that, I think over a season, Everton can maintain this. I love the tactics which is being deployed, although in the past few games, he has changed it up a bit because Richarlison. And I'm seeing a lot of changes and I'm actually happy with the changes. I like the signing of Ben Godfrey, which was huge in a more wider perspective. So yeah, if you ask me, Yes, I still trust Everton, but only because Ancelotti and the blank check which has been given to him, which they can sort out. If there are any injuries in January, they can get a player they want, or they can get another top target, and that will consolidate their efforts. Mm. I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you trust this defense to keep this up for so long? And do you trust Mendy? Do you trust Mendy's capabilities as a top, as a starter for a top team, top five EPL team?
You know, Edouard Mendy has been scouted by Christopher Lolichon and Petr Cech himself. So these two are the, I mean, Lolichon is the head of goalkeeping department for Chelsea, and Petr Cech, you know, is a Chelsea legend, the best goalkeeper they've ever had. And, you know, these two personally scouted this player for 2 years. And, you know, it was a must-buy. Like, Chelsea had problems with Kepa, and Mendy coming in, not just, you know, providing stability at the back. Like, you see, the problem with Chelsea is kind of funny because, you know, Kepa against Southampton, if you take away that second goal, he did fine. Zuma against Southampton, if you take away the second mistake, the second goal, he was fine. And Christensen as well, he was fine during the whole game.
So then problem, what about the other two goals?
Well, this is what I'm going to say. Yeah, it's about trust and confidence because among those three, yeah, Kepa, Zuma, Christensen, they look at each other and there's no trust in each other. Like, Zuma doesn't trust Kepa, Kepa doesn't trust Christensen, and Christensen looks to his left and like, no, I don't trust Zuma. You know, like, there's no trust between them. It's, and they cannot play with confidence. And, you know, now having Thiago Silva, who's a leader, and Mendy, who is a reliable goalkeeper, who's really, you know, making an impact on Chelsea's defense, I think moving on like this, you know, having 5 clean sheets in the last 6 games is a good sign. It's a huge improvement because last season, Chelsea never had, you know, 4 or 5 consecutive clean sheets. And this is the first time Lampard has done it with really, really good defense. I mean, the game against Burnley and Crystal Palace, these are the two games where the opponents didn't even have a shot on target. And that is something, you know.
And I also put a lot of this on Frank and how well he has done to choose the right lineup. Remember when we had a talk on Chelsea again, we said there should be 2 centre-backs and we should look at them and say, yes, this is the combo. He has done that. And especially with Mendy coming in, even if Mendy is, my thought is this, even if Mendy is not great, it has helped Chelsea because at least the defence has now seemed to have confidence, unlike Kepa. So, good look for Chelsea forward. My worry in all these predictions is actually Man City because they have not had the best of starts. Any person who's making a prediction of Man City is based on what we have seen in the past.
Yes, I mean, you know, watching the game when City played Sheffield United, you know, City getting away with 1-0 was really lucky because Sheffield United really upped their game in the second half, and it was supposed to be 1-1 if it was not for, I'm not sure, Osborne, who got a clear chance, but he kicked it off the post. I mean, that game, City didn't look convincing. They're not,
City,
you know,
not looking convincing at all. Against Arsenal also, 1-0. So, 1-0 based on City, which we know, and City has the quality. I just don't know what's going wrong. We can't put the blame on one spot. It's just some things are not going right, and Pep has to figure it out. Now, do I trust Pep to figure it out? Yes, I do, based on everything we have ever seen from him. Yeah. But does that mean I'm confident of putting City to win this league like I've predicted at the start of the season? No, I'm not. I can openly say that.
Well, you know, City is still going to be there, up top 4, but, you know, they don't have the fear factor anymore. Like, 2 seasons back, every team would fear Man City.
Which club does? At this season, no club in Premier League has that fear factor.
Yes.
It's an open league, man.
It is an open league, but, you know, I'm just saying that City lost that fear factor. Liverpool lost the fear factor. Even small teams are confident to play against these teams now.
True.
And yeah, the title race is wide open. But before we, you know, getting onto the last team.
Small teams like Chelsea, I know.
Okay, getting onto the last team, which we should talk about a bit, is Manchester United, who have had, you know, mixed results. No. Mixed results, perhaps.
Results. But then the worst part about them is they have to play out of 38, if I'm not wrong, 19 games at home.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 18 games at home. They have to play 18 games at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 19. Yeah, whatever. Whatever amount they have to play at home. And they have not still won a game at home. they've still not won a game at home. Manchester United has the most nauseating fans I've ever seen in my life, other than Liverpool and Real Madrid. In fact, above them. And about Man United, I still don't trust it. The manager is making rash changes, making differences. Like last game, they went to the Diamond, when before they normally go in a 4-3-3. He's reluctant to remove Pogba when Pogba is having a bad game. There is no leader in the squad other than Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
But it's all based on how many pens they get. So I don't trust Man United to finish top four. In fact, I'll be surprised if they even finish top five or top six. Good luck, Man United. And hate me all you want.
Well, I have to totally agree because, you know, they're not convincing at all. For me, I mean, I dislike United.
You yourself said it to me or said it somewhere that they score 1-0 and then in the last 12 minutes or 13 minutes when the game is done, they score three more goals. That's how they win 4-0. I mean, if it's not like they dominated the whole game. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the Leipzig game? Go ahead.
The Leipzig game, Leipzig were playing really well, but you know, after that, okay, I have to give the first goal to Rashford because his movements was excellent and amazing. No, Bruno Fernandes finding that pass was superb. So first goal, credit to Manchester United. But the other four goals that they scored were, I think, in the last 15 minutes of the game, if I'm not wrong, the last 15 minutes where they scored against Leipzig, four goals, which again include another penalty. But you know, what I'm trying to say is that Leipzig, they just lost it, you know, in the last 15 minutes. Like, after conceding the second goal, they just lost it. Like, the players' focus and stuff like that. And a lot of that might come down to, you know, experience. And, well, I'm not so sure, but United were not convincing. If you're saying that in the last 15 minutes, they were playing like Bayern Munich last season, you know, I have to disagree. Like, they weren't that good. Like, you know, they just punished Leipzig, who were trying to play offensive football.
And don't forget, it's a clash of two styles, but don't forget, no look Harry and Phil Jones never lets you down. Although it's Lindelof and Harry Maguire, I don't trust that defense. Even against Arsenal, did you see the way Saka got an open header? Their aerial game is horrible. And that was not even the mistake of Maguire. That was the mistake of Van Bissaka and Lindelof. Dreadful defending, and I don't think they can keep it going. They have a good offense, but it's based. If Rashford gets injured, when we talk about every club, we talk about injury. I don't know why we don't do that with United. If Rashford gets injured, then what?
Yeah, I mean, he's the main man, isn't it?
There was a stat or something I read that Gabriel has scored more goals than Martial
in the Premier League. I think so. I mean, Kurt Zouma definitely has more goals than Martial because he already scored three.
And someone told me Martial is the best finisher United has. That's just absurd.
No, that's really absurd. I mean, but
United
anyway,
fans baffle me, man.
Yeah, for me too. I mean, you know, they're way too talkative.
Talkative, crazy, obnoxious, all nauseating.
Well, but we're not here to slander the fans. Anyway, just to end this episode, I'll just again rename the four challengers of your thinking, and I'll name the four challengers of mine.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll start, So the first one is obvious, and that's Chelsea. My second one is a bit of a surprise because they are Chelsea's rival, and that is Tottenham. Because I believe in Mourinho, just like how you believe in Ancelotti. I think Mourinho will really lift this, you know, this Spurs side to a next level. My third team is Man City. And fourth is still Liverpool for me.
Is this based on league positions?
Not exactly, but, you know, I still think Liverpool will still do it, you know. I mean, we're getting to the mid-season and it's going to be winter transfer season soon. So, Liverpool will definitely sign a replacement. And I think signing
That's absurd. They're not a top centre-back replacement. Every club in the world requires a centre-back right now, boss. You're expecting, you're predicting Liverpool to also go out and get a centre-back as if it's available. Which centre-back will they sign?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, they have David Alaba, who is, you know, on his last.
They don't have it. Any, it's still unpredictable, man. Trust me. So my predictions are as follows.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to go for it. Everton is the first one. Chelsea is the second.
Yeah.
Manchester City is the third. I'm sorry, Liverpool. Man United has anyways no chance. My top, the fourth position is either Tottenham or Arsenal. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to... This is tough. I'm going to go ahead and give it to... I'm going to give it to Tottenham. Yeah. Initially, I said Arsenal. But I think Tottenham because I trust in Mourinho. And I believe Arsenal always has trouble after January. Winter is their worst time.
Mm-hmm.
If they can overcome it, we can think about it. But let's see. It's a conventional approach. But yeah, those are my top four. And if you had to go for a fifth, it would be Arsenal.
Fair enough. And all right, yes, then that would be it for this episode. If you like the episode, then please subscribe, like, for more. Thank you. See you guys in the next episode.